Well, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Dr. Yvette from Southern Ohio, welcoming you to the Morning Mojo on Wednesday, January the 11th, 2023. I really appreciate you all getting up this early to come and hear the message. And although I have to put the date on it, I really hope this is going to be a call that will go on well beyond the date and be applicable. So today I want to talk to you about the four C's of relationships. That's the four C's of relationships. Now, C's is the letter C. The letter C, like ABC, the letter C. And I tell you, I heard this message a long time ago, and I honestly cannot tell you where or who said it, because it was so long ago. You know, when you have something you hear and it just really speaks to your spirit and you just kind of incorporate it into your existence as part of your ethics, whatever, your principles, founding, guiding principles, and it just sticks with you. And three of the C's are very easy for me to stick in. The fourth one, I always, whenever I try to tell somebody what the four C's were, I would always forget the fourth one because, quite frankly, I don't like the fourth one. But I've remembered all four of them today, and I'm going to share them with you. And then I'm going to tell you why I'm sharing this. So the first C is your companion. Companionship. That's your best buddy, the person that does things with you. You hang out together. You go to dinner together. You talk on the phone together. You watch games together. You enjoy each other's company, and you just thrive. You just kind of feed each other and encourage each other all the time. That's the companion. Then you have your collaborator. Your collaborator is your go-to person when you need to get something done. And I have a collaborator, and my washer broke. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? No problem. There's a sale on it. Such. I'll come by and pick you up, and we'll go, and we'll look at the washers, and you'll be ready to go. My collaborator has not only helped me replace my clothes washer, my dishwasher, my refrigerator, my mom's refrigerator, but also when I told my collaborator that I had to move, she came over with supplies, packing supplies, and for a week helped me pack up stuff, move, and then helped me start unpacking. That's a collaborator. Then you have your comforter. Oh, you poor thing. Oh, my gosh. They did you wrong. Oh, you have a right to cry over what they did to you. You poor thing. Oh, you're quite right. They deserve whatever they get because they were not nice to you. And, oh, you just keep on crying as long as you want to. Your comforter. And then there's number four. The confronter. The confronter, what do you think? What do you expect them to do? You didn't do X, Y, and Z for them. They didn't do you wrong. You didn't do right by them. Why don't you do more? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you make this call? Why don't you have this activity? Why don't you, why don't you, why don't you, why don't you, why don't you? Your confronter is the one that holds the mirror up to your face and says, you aren't all that and a bag of chips. But you can be better if you'd only do this, that, and the other. So those are the four C's. And now you can understand why I don't remember the comforter, the confronter very often. But why am I telling all this to you now? Well, for those of you who have been around for a few years and who have been on the trainings regularly, you have heard the term accountability partner. And people, various people, have been talking about the value of having an accountability partner. And to be honest, an accountability partner is someone who fulfills all four roles, all four C's with you. Whatever you need that particular relationship to be at play. So I have an accountability partner. We became accountability partners after my first mojo. That's how we met. We talked. We had similar life experiences, even though we're not closely aligned in ACN. And we began to talk on a regular basis. And over the past couple of years, we have been all of those roles to each other. We've been companions, we've comforted, we've collaborated, and we've confronted. And because of it, we both progressed in our ACN business and in our personal lives. Now, that person can actually get me to get up at 7:30 in the morning and talk to somebody, and I don't get up at 7:30 in the morning for anybody, not even my job, let alone talk to somebody on the phone. But for the past couple of years, I have gotten up at that time because that's the only time of the 24-hour cycle we can make it work. About 6 months ago, our mutual mentor offered to put together accountability groups and put together people of similar status in terms of their ACN business, similar goals in terms of where we want to go, etc. And this accountability group includes one gentleman, brave soul, and five ladies and our mentor. This accountability group, that's really lively because you cannot get everybody to be in the same relationship at the same time. You might have four people to comfort you because of something you had a rough week last week, and two people will confront you on what you could have done to make it better or avoid having a problem in the first place. Or somebody will need some information on something, and all of a sudden we all swing into collaboration mode. And through this accountability group, we have all progressed and made progress, and we have become better for having had these weekly conversations. So I want to encourage all of you, if you have an accountability partner or an accountability group, maximize your opportunity there, because they can help you to become better than you are. But if you don't have one, I encourage you to find one, because again, they can help you to be better than you are, to help you to define things, to help you to find things, to help you to, as the words I keep hearing for this year are, moving forward or taking massive action. They can help you become, as our co-founders have selected their word for this year, unstoppable. So, in this new year, or whenever you're hearing this message, find your accountability partner, or group, or both, as we're doing both now, and be your best partner for yourself. Be blessed. Have a great day. Bye-bye.